Joining us on Front and Center, and we've been honored to have her as a guest before, is the Co-Communications Vice President of Integrated Marketing, and Co-Communications is based in Farmington, Danielle Sir. Danielle, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
You've written a number of interesting stories on the website recently, and I direct those people who would like to read these stories in detail to info.cocommunications.com. But one of them, which captured my eye, was the story headlined, Higher Ed Marketing Projects to Tackle This Summer. And the days, of course, are winding down to a precious few summer-wise. But among the things you wrote for these higher education institutions that have websites is to audit their website. What do you mean by that?
Oftentimes, organizations invest a significant amount of time and resources in building websites, and they aren't updated or maintained as frequently as they should be. For example, we've had instances where we've met with entities and they've said, oh, well, our website's a little bit outdated. We aren't offering that specific program anymore, or we haven't updated the, you know, campus map on the website recently to reflect a new building. And so it's really important to cull through your existing marketing assets, such as your website, to make sure that they are reflecting an accurate perception of your organization, that all of the pertinent information that your stakeholders may need is available to them.
Among the things you point out in the story, which certainly makes a lot of sense, is that a website is a 24/7 marketing hub, right?
It is. And so many organizations, the website is sort of the first impression that you're making with your stakeholders. People are turning to the internet to find information before they even contact a college, a university, or even a business that they may want to contract with. And so that website really needs to be prepared to make the best and first impression that it can at any and all times.
Another thing which should be done is for those who are operating the website, check the analytics. How about elaborating on that?
I'm happy to, Dan. So the beautiful thing about digital marketing is that we have increased abilities to measure results that weren't always available to us. And website analytics are one of those great tools. Google Analytics, for example, is a free tool that can be installed on the back end of your website. It basically puts some code to track the visitors to your website to understand what keywords are they're searching to get to your website, what page they visit first, and the subsequent pages of content they visit thereafter, and also how long they're spending on your website. It's also a great way for people who are doing online advertising to see what traffic is translating to the website from those advertising efforts as well.
And Danielle, as I found it to be, putting that code in the back office of a website is really not that complicated.
It's not, and the nice thing is that once you have it installed, it can be set up to automatically populate on any new pages that you add. So in some ways, it's a one-time investment that you're making in terms of getting it set up.
I mean, there's also paid analytics services out there, too. Woopra comes to mind as one of them for me. But if people want to follow that route, they can do that, too, right?
Absolutely. There's a number of services out there. And it's interesting, on the social media side of things, there are now companies that measure everything from the volume of people who are mentioning your organization on social media to the sentiment of the comments that they're making. It really is a whole new era when it comes to data and analytics.
How important is it to be monitoring the competition's website?
Monitoring the competition is a common oversight. A lot of times we'll talk with organizations and they'll say, you know, we've lost a little bit of market share, or on the nonprofit side of things, we're losing some of our longtime donors. I actually just had a meeting earlier today where organization shared that there is another entity that very similarly mirrors the work that they do, and they're a competitor because they're often in the same geographic market. It's so important to know what your competitors are doing.
Another thought on this story you wrote, Higher Ed Marketing Projects to Tackle This Summer, is how universities, the higher ed institutions, should be leveraging that commencement ceremony. How about explaining that?
So it's very interesting how you know, at the beginning of May, we're having all these commencement exercises and new graduates are entering the workforce, and how in just 2 or 3 months' time they go from being the current student body to alumni. And universities really need to think about what those relationships look like with those alumni moving forward. While they may not be in a position as they begin their careers to be financial donors to the organization, there are other opportunities to engage alumni as ambassadors, as volunteers, to have them speak with prospective students in their similar field or geographic area and share their stories. Those firsthand accounts of what it's like to be a student somewhere or be part of an organization are really powerful sales tools. And I strongly encourage colleges and universities to leverage their alumni who are willing to be part of that process as a tool.
Talking with Danielle Sir, Co-Communications Vice President of Integrated Marketing. And again, Co-Communications is based in Farmington, and talking about some of the blogs that Danielle writes. Another story which she wrote is headlined, How Do You Tell Marketing and PR Firms Apart? So let's start right there, Danielle. What's the difference?
It's so interesting, Dan. I think a lot of times it's sort of a sea of sameness type of a perception. And the reality is that every marketing firm and every PR firm is unique, as is every corporation and every small business. It's important for prospective companies to do their homework, to do their research, to understand what it would be like if a specific marketing firm were their partner going ahead, and to consider the criteria that they want to have in a relationship with that firm so that they do choose the right partner.
Now, can you start doing your research just through making a telephone call? Can you tell by that if you call a firm, whether it's a marketing or a PR firm?
One of the interesting things about the phone approach is that there is a very interesting sort of first thing that you may notice. Some larger firms, you may find that you get an auto attendant or an automated recording that greets you, whereas some other firms, you may find that a person answers the phone. Well, in some instances, that is just a matter of the logistics of things. In others, it does sometimes give you some insights about the firm that you'll be working with and, you know, the sort of personal touch, the extent of it.
What about, whether we're talking about a marketing or a PR firm, the culture at a particular agency? How can you get a feel for that?
Culture sometimes can be a little bit difficult to measure. But I think sitting down and meeting with someone face-to-face can tell you a lot about an organization. For example, if you came in and met with a firm and they said that this is, you know, the team that pitches the account versus the team that would be servicing the account, and you may see that there's a little bit of a division and perhaps those two departments aren't as integrated as you may have thought. Other cultural attributes to look at are team building. Is this an agency that does community service projects? Is this an organization that does a lot of pro bono or philanthropic work? Is this an organization that is out in the community at events? Are these people who you'll see in passing? It really drives back to the relationship that you want to have at the end of the day, and culture plays a big part in defining that relationship.
Can you examine a firm's case studies? In other words, find out their track record?
The beautiful thing is a lot of times firms will have those case studies right on their website. I always encourage people, though, to dig a little bit deeper. In marketing and PR firms, you often find that there are sort of two buckets. You have your generalists and you have your specialists. And what I mean by that is you have firms who may only work in one specific industry, whereas you may have a firm that works in 5 or 6 industries. And so when you're looking at the case studies, you want to look at 2 aspects. You want to look at a scope of work and services that is similar to what you would be engaging the firm to perform. And in some instances, you may also want to look at people who are in the same industry that you're in. I will, however, caution people when they're evaluating PR and marketing firms that no 2 clients are alike, just as no 2 businesses are alike. And so there are definitely caveats and parameters around all of the case studies you see. And you should ask questions. You should ask, you know, what the budget was for executing the campaign and getting those results. You should ask what the implementation timeline was. You should ask what resources the client brought to the table to support the resources the agency was bringing to the table. all of those things are really important to know and can help to make sure that your expectations of what you're getting are aligned with what you're investing.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to go over the 25 key questions, but in your piece, How Do You Tell Marketing and PR Firms Apart?, you also include 25 key questions that a potential client should be asking, right?
We do. You know, we as an agency are really big on education. We like to help people to be better informed when they're beginning the process, because at the end of the day, we want our clients to be abundantly happy and we want them to be raving fans. And part of that is making sure that they find the right fit at the onset. And those 25 questions are really a resource to help people make sure they are asking the questions up front that they need to make sure they are identifying the firm that is the best possible partner for them and for their marketing needs.
Talking with Danielle Sir, Co-Communications Vice President of Integrated Marketing, which is based in Farmington, here on Front and Center, talking about some of the pieces she has been writing, and we can direct you to info.cocommunications.com if you'd like to read some of those articles. And finally, I want to get to an article that all of the articles fascinate me, by the way, but I am a consumer of information from all media. That includes newspapers. And I love the Sunday papers just to read the inserts. And I'm a big fan of reading the Target inserts. So here I am. I pick up Danielle's piece headlined On Target, Back to School Ads Reinforce Importance of Knowing Your Audience. And I did not know, Danielle, that in this Target ad campaign, kids are running the show, right?
It was interesting to me, too, Dan. It wasn't something that I had anticipated. Ironically, before I read an article about the strategy Target had employed for their new back-to-school advertising campaign, I had seen a couple of the television spots the night before, and I had thought, wow, they have a really great energy, and, you know, they're definitely sort of one of the first to unveil their back-to-school television advertising. And then there I am sitting at my desk the next morning learning that the agency that they engaged actually went so far as to hand over a lot of the responsibilities for execution to kids to make sure that the end target audience was actively involved in developing the direction of the campaign.
And one of the things you write in the piece is it's important when you put together one of these campaigns to know your audience, right?
It's critical to know your audience. Every population has different wants and needs. There, for example, if you're a school, the information that parents need to know versus the information that's nice for them to know, the same for students, what do they need to know, what's nice but not necessary, you need to know who you're talking to so you can hone your message. We live in a world where there is so much information and people can get overwhelmed so easily. So to make sure that your message is really tailored to the wants and needs of the person you're speaking to is critical.
So let's look at this from a couple of directions with the agency putting together these Target ads, bringing kids in to essentially script it, illustrate it, direct it, style it. What are the risks in taking that approach?
One of the things that companies often struggle with is the idea of giving up control. And we see this a lot with social media in particular. The fact that you will have people who are not staff or not, you know, designated brand ambassadors speaking on behalf of your organization can be a little bit scary. You don't necessarily know what they're going to say. You don't necessarily know how their message will be received by your other stakeholders. And so organizations really struggle to strike that balance between engaging their audiences and letting them drive the direction and making sure that something is appropriate for their brand at the end of the day. And I have to say, I really commend both the agency and Target for going as far as to say, you know what, we're not just going to have a focus group with kids and ask them what they think and then execute something that reflects their vision. We're going to say, okay, kids, you man the camera, you help write the script, you be in the shots, you help to style the photos. And I think that really says a lot about Target and their organization as a whole.
So that said, what are the benefits of taking this kind of an approach?
The benefits are that you really do build a lot of brand loyalty and that your customers feel trusted and valued by you as an organization. Anytime you turn to your communities for input, whether it's your volunteers, your employees, your other stakeholders, you're letting them know that they're not just a number. They're not just a figure. They're not just checking a box. They are at the end of the day, individuals with whom you are building lasting and trusting relationships and who you value for the long term.
Brand loyalty. How important is it to stay on brand?
Oh, brand loyalty is so incredible. And being consistent with your brand is a really big piece of that.
I mean, we're not, when you talk about back to school ads, whether we're talking about Target or whatever, you wrote in the piece, back to school could generate $828.81 billion in retail sales. That's a lot of money, Danielle.
It's a tremendous amount of money, Dan. You know, you see families in the stores right now getting their kids ready to go back to school, and they're spending a significant amount of money. What Target has going for them is they have this group of kids who they engage to help execute their marketing campaign, and they're telling not only their parents and their family and their friends to shop at Target, but they're telling all of their peers when they go back to school that they were involved in helping to direct and create this campaign for back to school. And so you're generating this whole new pool of potential customers for Target and really building a lot of energy and enthusiasm around the brand.
Danielle, before we wrap up our interview, anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I think the biggest thing for companies to remember, whether they're looking for a new PR firm, whether they're auditing their existing marketing assets, or they're looking to launch a new campaign, is do your homework. Make sure you know the audience you're talking to, that you're confident in the creative direction that you're taking, and that you have a partner engaged who's the right fit for you. As I said a couple of times during our time together today, Dan, there are no two companies that look alike. There are no two nonprofits, no two colleges. And the same can be said of marketing agencies. You really need to find the right partner to work with you to help you achieve your goals.
Danielle Sir, Co-Communications Vice President of Integrated Marketing, Co-Communications based in Farmington. Danielle, thanks for joining us on Front and Center.
Thank you for having me, Dan.